T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
This is a new segment with Peter Bukowski that I call, for your initials, I call it PB&J. You're obviously PB, and I am J. The J stands for jerk. So thank you for some time. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We'll find a better J word for you.
Jovial, I've been described as. Jovial, believe it or not.
By whom?
Our big voice guy. It's really stupid. How about... Jay, Jordan Love's biggest fan.
There you go. Let's do it.
I am now a Jordan Love. Well, and Locked On Packers is coming out. When are you publishing this thing?
It's up. It'll be in your feed now.
All right. So if you don't want to listen to me and Peter talk here, I'm on the latest episode of Locked On Packers, which you can find both of these incredible programs on one great app. That app, of course, is the Odyssey app.
An Odyssey station.
How about that? Sound effect.
You got to send me that stinger, Bart.
I lost it. It's only in the system now. I don't have it. So good luck. What do we make of what's going on right now? Jordan Love, he had a good day of practice. He spoke complete sentences in the press conference. I think that what's good to know is if we need him, he will be at least mentally ready. But I still think the gap, Peter, is going to be very vast between what he can bring to the table in 21 and what Aaron can.
Well, I mean, look, Jordan would tell you that. And in fact, he did. He was asked about, what he can do with the line of scrimmage and the audibling. And you know, Rodgers is one of the best ever at getting, you know, the team into the right play based on the look. He's seen every defense. He's seen every disguise. He knows these defensive coordinators. He knows the players. Jordan Love just isn't there yet. And he said as much. Now, the cool thing about this offense is if you look at, you know, what Jared Goff did in L.A. or, you know, what Jimmy Garoppolo has done, or even Matt Ryan in Atlanta, it was basically, you know, you have two, sometimes three plays called in the huddle. And based on the look, you either run the play called or you kill it to the other play that theoretically is better for that look. So the offense is designed to make life easier on the quarterback. What Rodgers can do is, he can basically just say, we're going to run this instead of, you know, the can call or whatever it is. And asking Jordan Love to do that at this point just wouldn't be fair. But that's not to say that he couldn't produce. What I think is important, more than just, you know, showing the flashes of the arm talent and all that cool stuff. Obviously, you want to see that. But he didn't have a great day yesterday. And so to come back after a subpar day and have a by all accounts, terrific day, I think that's what's got to be really encouraging for the Packers, that ability to overcome a little bit of adversity, even though it's just practice. I think that bodes well for his development because we know physically he's got some pretty incredible tools to work with.
You know, Rodgers in all this could be doing Love a favor. He didn't get really any of this last year, and they didn't have preseason. And so now, for at least a week or a couple of weeks, when they get together, Love's going to be in command and control of this offense. So that's good for his development. I think, though, at some point we have to start thinking of what's going to be best for the 2021 season. And so that's why I'm very steadfast. And I do think Rodgers needs to show up for the start of training camp. If at some point he's going to come back, you know, what are they going to solve in 55 days that they can in 50? What my concern is, and I want you to speak to if you share this or not, is if Rodgers isn't there for the start of camp, not only is it a distraction, but then you're starting, you have to start building the offense around Jordan Love. And yeah, Rodgers can slide in and be fine. You know, he's a smart dude. He's been doing this forever. But I don't want them to just waste like 2 weeks. And it's not even just for Jordan. It's for all these other guys. You know, the offensive line learns where to protect. The receivers develop a rapport. I just don't want 2 weeks wasted or whatever based on when Aaron Rodgers feels good.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, right? Because this isn't, you know, Rodgers could come in and play well. Doesn't matter. He could show up week one and go out there and play well. But what about everyone else? What about your rookie center who's coming in and he's trying to learn protection calls and where you like the ball and how you like to make calls at the line of scrimmage? And maybe Josh Myers, if he is the starter, has to do a little bit more at the line of scrimmage if Jordan Love is the quarterback. Royce Newman is getting work at guard and tackle with the one. If you're breaking in two rookie offensive linemen, guess what? It'd be really nice to have Aaron Rodgers there to give you the finer points of how he likes things done. And then I think your point about the offense is also really well taken. It is not just for Aaron Rodgers, these training camp practices. We saw this team make a big jump last year, and part of it was because they worked so much on these details, aiming points on play action and running a route just so and creating spacing in just this kind of way. And, you know, those things are a little different when you have a quarterback back there who's moving at a different speed, a different rhythm, a different pace. I mean, it is a dance, and everyone has to get on the same, you know, what was the Whiplash movie, My Tempo. It's all a concert here that they have to put together. And if you want to throw someone in last minute after working with Love, I think that throws some kinks in the machine a little bit.
Did you just bring up a Miles Teller movie?
Yeah, I might have known what I was doing on that one.
Man, am I sick of that guy. I don't want a quarterback whose best friend is Miles Teller. I'm sorry.
Would it be better if it was J.K. Simmons?
Yeah, okay, I like him. But now, okay, there, J.K. Simmons does Farmers and Rodgers does State Farm, so that friendship would never happen.
Oh, good call. There's a built-in rivalry.
I know. Interesting. Although Rodgers spits out friends after 2 years after he finds a new shiny friend to go with. One of the things I think about Rodgers is that, and I talked to you about this on Locked On Packers Odyssey app, is that his complaints, I get it. You know, you see these guys, you're in the huddle with them, they're your football brothers, and then they leave. And you think, well, I still want them around. But him experiencing his career is an anomaly. You don't have guys play 16 years and then in your 16th year with the team be the MVP again. And if you do, well, you're certainly not going to look around the locker room and see guys that have been with you 16, 12, even 10, even 5 years ago. It's always going to be changing. So it seems like Rodgers' complaint comes out of he's like a victim of his own success, that he's seen a lot of these guys go, and he's got a lot of, like, a whole list of, hey, you did this, you did this, you guys did this in the front office, you let this guy go. But that's all, that's because you're good, and we've kept you and tried to build around. So this, again, it's a multifaceted sort of issue, but Rodgers' complaint is driven out of how good he is, Peter.
I agree. What is, I think, is interesting is, you know, Brett Favre at the end of his tenure, you know, he had a locker sort of by himself, wasn't really friends with a lot of guys on the team because guess what? He was in his upper 30s and everyone else on the team is in their mid 20s and maybe late 20s. This is a really young team and they have done a good job of churning through and finding young talent. But if you're Rodgers, you know, you're going, hey, Corey Lindsey is one of my best friends. He's not here anymore. Jordy Nelson was one of my best friends. He's not here anymore. Randall Cobb, one of my best friends. He's not here anymore. It's sort of like, you know, all those fiction stories about people who live forever and they have to see the people that they love, you know, move on to other things because they're getting older and you're not. That's sort of the world of playing the quarterback position. I mean, think of how many receivers Tom Brady has gone through in his career, 20 plus years of playing the position. And I think if you're just a person thinking about it that way, you go, yeah, it would be nice to have some people around that you like. You know, I think it's why he likes having Mercedes Lewis around, frankly, why he likes having Mason Crosby around, because those guys are his age. And even if he hasn't been playing with someone like Big Dog for his whole career, it's someone who's been through the wars, who's at a similar point in his life. And, you know, you have a little bit more in common. I think just on a personal side, you can understand wanting to have those guys around. And, you know, I think James Jones put it well on the Colin Cowherd show. And he was like, look, there might have been receivers who ran faster than Jordy Nelson, but Jordy Nelson can finish Aaron Rodgers' sentences. That built-in chemistry matters, too.
Talking with Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers. I'm on the latest episode. Ian Rappaport, who you talked to this week, he's on the recent episode as well. Are you, Peter, going to be more surprised if Rodgers is at the start of training camp or isn't at the start of training camp?
Well, I'm going to cheat. I will be most surprised if he is never at camp. I don't know if he'll be there day one. He may pull the Favre and like show up in the middle of the thing, and you know, show up on his private jet, and we have to send all the reporters out to Austin Straubel. I think that's certainly on the table. But I think, you know, 50 days versus 55 is a good way of putting it. Like, what is going to get solved in the next month and a half? The next 2 months that couldn't be solved in the next month and a half. And if we really are talking, if James Jones is right, and that this sort of final thing that Rodgers is asking for is a little bit of say on the veterans and who is kept and who isn't, that seems like the kind of thing that the Packers could get worked out. And that was the thing, I think, for a long time that was so frustrating for fans. I know it was frustrating for me as someone who has to talk about this every day. I won't speak for you, but you know, what does Rodgers want? And if this is the ask, I mean, this is really the only concrete ask we have heard from anyone close to Aaron Rodgers on the record, you know, with their name attached to it. We had the Charles Robinson report of, hey, you know, if they did this thing with the GM, that might work. But that was sourced anonymously. And it's still like, yeah, that might be a thing that would help. James Jones is saying, no, this is the deal. He wants this. And it seems like there's probably more to it. But if that's where they are, then, you know, who knows? Maybe we're closer to a resolution to this than we realize. But I think Rodgers, just from a principle standpoint, is certainly going to want to play it out just so he doesn't feel like he's giving in. The Packers don't want to feel like they're giving in.
The suggestion that they agree to play for one more year and then get traded, isn't that why he's upset in the first place? He doesn't want to play this year and then get traded.
Right. He doesn't want to be, you know, the proverbial lame duck quarterback. But if he wants to be out, and that's what he's decided, I guess I can see the wisdom of just saying, you know what, okay, fine, we'll play this year. But if you're the Packers, why do you want that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why do you want to force a guy to play for a year that doesn't want to play for you? I think what you have to do is say, all right, either we want to commit to you for the next 3 years, or we don't. And if we don't, then something needs to happen now. But if we do, then the option is you either play, we rework your deal, and you either play or you retire. And I think ultimately that's how this plays out. The Packers are willing here to call Rodgers' bluff such that they think he's bluffing. I mean, you know, there was that report from Matt Schneidman of, you know, the Packers would be willing to trade Aaron Rodgers, but only if they were sure he was never coming back. That puts the ball where? In Rodgers' court. And maybe it's just a PR battle thing, and the Packers want everyone to believe that, oh, this is Rodgers asking out, and Rodgers want everyone to believe that, oh, the Packers are pushing him out. You know, the answer is probably somewhere in the middle there, but I just don't see the Packers being willing to say, yeah, it's 2 weeks to week one, and we're going to trade you. I just don't see that happening.
Great stuff, Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers, a really special and good-looking guest on your latest episode. So make sure you guys check that out on the Odyssey app. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Mark.
Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers. Do check it out on the Odyssey app. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.